Sorting Office of the Universe by Mike Timms.
Bloody trickies. They speed about the universe with their meteor shields down and their music blaring. And the idiots imagine they're going to boldly go where no man's been before. Who do they think they're kidding? The bus at stand 42 is departing for the end of the universe. The bus at stand 42 is departing for the end of the universe. Come in.
I'm sorry to trouble you.
You're Irish, aren't you? Huh? We don't like Irish round here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want any trouble. But I'm completely lost. Where am I exactly?
The Sorting Office of the Universe.
The Sorting Office of the Universe? But it's a bus station.
Looks like a bus station to you, mate. Others see it in a different light. Either way, this little room is where it all gets sorted. Down below, you've got the dispatch bays where the buses come and go. And next door, through there, that's the waiting room. That's for the ones we don't have a destination for yet. Take a look.
The horse is here to stay. The automobile is only a novelty.
Do you think so?
Come on, you must agree. And computers. In the future, they may weigh no more than 1.5 tons.
Will they get it down that low? It's difficult to...
Sounds like those Yanks have been there a long time.
Oh, ages.
And you're English.
That's right. We're in charge up here. This is the new empire. We got kicked out of all our colonies down below, so we took over up here. We are in complete control. We give you three choices. You can go to hell. That's the number one bus. For heaven, you take the 13. And if you want to go to the end of the universe, it's the number 42.
Does this mean I'm dead?
I don't know. You tell me.
I haven't a clue. One minute I was... Well, I forget exactly, but one minute I was... And then, bang, I found myself standing outside your door.
What's your ID?
I haven't got any with me.
Oh, your ID. It's printed on your forehead. Here, stand on this spot and we'll have a look. Now, close your eyes, tight, and keep them closed. Well, you're not dead, that's for sure. 666-375-142. That's what your forehead says.
Three sixes. I've got three sixes on me forehead.
Of course you have. You're from Earth. All Earthlings have three sixes on their foreheads. That's what tells us where you're from. If you were 667 million and something, then we'd have problems. That's Mars. 666-375-142. No, you're not expected. Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with you. I'll call up your file. 666-375-142 and enter.
What's me file?
Here we go. This CD is a complete record of you. Your past, present and future.
Me future's on record.
Of course it is. Ever heard of predestination? 666-375-142 Murphy J. That you?
Yes, Jack Murphy.
Purpose on Earth to discover...
the meaning of life.
The likes of you give us major headaches. Let's have a look at the CD.
You mean I'm going to see me future?
No. We don't have the password to get into that. What we can do is see your past. Find out how you got here. Now, let's watch.
That's the National Library in Kildare Street. It's in Dublin. Look, there I am.
You sit in the library reading books all day?
Yeah. Can't you see? I'm working through Plato's Republic.
Let's move on to something else.
Now here I am with Kant's Critique of Pure Reason. Oh, that was heavy going.
Oh, give me a break.
There you are, me favourite, Heidegger. I spent weeks reading him.
Total loser.
Well, I'm trying to understand what it's all about.
Get a life.
Here.
This bit looks interesting.
I don't remember this at all.
I'll see you.
Four kings.
Feature. A pair of twos.
No, Bridget. A pair doesn't beat four kings.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I say it does. Off with your underpants.
But I don't need to take them off. I've won. I'm the last with any clothes on.
We've both won, silly. Come here, big boy. Oh. Bridget wants you.
But I hardly know her. She led me on. It was all her idea. I didn't want to take advantage of her.
Oh, I wouldn't blame you if you did want to.
Wouldn't you?
Of course not. Look at her. And look at that pair of... Oh, she is a smasher.
You really think so?
Go on. Say those words to me.
What words?
The ones that turn me on. The long ones.
Transcendental phenomenology.
Oh.
Octological epistemology.
Oh. Go on. More. More.
Phenomenological hermeneutics.
Oh.
Kant.
Oh.
Immanuel. Kant.
Oh.
Nietzsche.
Oh.
Thus spoke Zarathustra.
Oh.
Wittgenstein.
Oh, I love it when you talk dirty.
Newton. Descartes.
Oh.
Spinoza.
Oh.
Heidegger.
Oh.
Heidegger.
Oh.
Heidegger. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Heidegger.
Oh, Murphy. I love you. I love you. Oh, Jesus, look at the time. I'll be late for work.
Don't you want to hear about Nietzsche? And Newton and Descartes.
Of course I do, love, but I have to go to work. We'll talk about them again tonight.
Love? She called me love. I've made it. All you need is love. Bra-ba-ba-da-da. Eureka! Bridget! Wait for me! Eureka!
Jesus!
Eureka!
Murphy!
Eureka!
Put some clothes on! No! Eureka! Stay on the pavement! No!
Oh, these discs are always going on the blink.
But what did I discover in bed with Bridget?
Bloody Chinese.
You get these from China?
No. Factory at the end of the universe, run by Chinese. They make stuff really cheap, but the quality's crap. Your name's not Archimedes, Murphy, is it?
No. Why?
Just wondered. Running about the street naked, shouting Eureka. You can take the disc back to the factory and they'll sort it. Go on the number 42 with Douglas Adams. I'll take you down the bus stop. I don't want a conglomeration of you Irish building up around my office. Queue for the number 13's getting long again.
Well, they all enter heaven when they get there.
They don't get there, mate. The number 13 never comes, eh? There's a saying, number 13, unlucky for everyone. Go on, keep going, keep going. We've got to get to that far bus bay.
So the queue for heaven keeps on growing.
Until a starship passes over and hoovers up the Klingons, which is most of the people in the queue.
But there's no Klingons there. I know what Klingons look like. I've seen them on telly.
You can't believe the nonsense you see on television. A Klingon is a person who never wants to die. They're in the queue for heaven, but they really want to get back to Earth. And this old starship from a previous generation is happy to oblige.
Quick, quick, get down.
Here comes the Enterprise.
There's hardly anyone left in the queue.
That is called galactic recycling. You'd know it as reincarnation. The Klingons are back where they want to be. Walk quickly now. The number 42 bus stop is down here. Past the number one for hell. I don't want you going to hell. We've sent enough Irish there already.
Look,
Morning, sir. You got the passenger for me, sir.
No, Josiah. He's Irish, all right, but hell's not having him.
Yes, how come you guys keep getting here a half an hour before we find out down below?
On your way, Josiah. You've too many Irish as it is. It'd be dangerous to let you have any more. Here you are, the number 42 bus stop. Ah, here's the bus now.
To the end of the universe. How long is it going to take me?
You don't need to worry about things like that up here. Time is relative. It all revolves around the formula E equals MC cubed.
Ah, you mean squared. E equals MC squared.
Einstein was another man who read too many books. He got it wrong. It's cubed. Hey, Dougie! Got a passenger for you.
Climb aboard, man.
The bus at stand 42 is departing for the end of the universe. The bus at stand 42 is departing for the end of the universe.
A return ticket to the Chinese factory at the end of the universe, please, Mr. Adams.
I don't do returns, only singles.
But I've got to come back.
Of course you have to come back. You're a Klingon, and a single ticket will bring you back. There's no such thing as a return journey up here. Everything's elliptical, so you don't go in a straight line, and you always end up back where you started. That's life and death. Here we are. Chinese factory at the end of the universe.
This is the end of the universe. Already?
No such thing as the end of the universe. I made that mistake too. This is why I've got this job, driving the number 42 for eternity. Talk about bad karma.
And that's the factory. At the end of the universe.
It's the factory where your disc was made. In other words, where you wanted to go.
This is weird.
Only because of how you think about it. Look, if you get on the bus to hell and say, oh my God, I'm going to a terrible place called hell, then you will go to a terrible place.
But if I say, I'm going to a brilliant place called hell, then it will be brilliant.
Just so.
But why isn't there a bus to heaven?
In the circumstances, there doesn't need to be. Anyway, heaven's just a library full of books on philosophy and stuff. Look, you're in luck. The factory's baking fortune cookies today.
But I don't want a fortune cookie. I want my disc fixed.
Disc repairs are Wednesdays. You'll have to come back on a Wednesday.
I don't know when Wednesday is.
Nor me. That is why you have to keep coming back. Elliptical journeys. The same as galactic recycling. You keep on coming back. Here, try a cookie. Taste that. They really know how to bake them here.
I need to go back to Earth. I need to find Bridget and discover what I learned with her. The meaning of life. I must get back to Earth.
It's like, go back to Earth, do not pass, go. Do not collect 200. Everything burns up on re-entry. Your appearance, your memory, and you arrive with nothing.
So, each time you arrive on Earth, you have to start from scratch. Oh, I'm doomed.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung.
Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. All you need is love. Ba 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 da da. All you need is love. That's it. I have it again. The meaning of life. All you need is love.
You're not going to do anything like take your clothes off and run around the bus, are you?
Oh, no, of course not. I'm going back to Earth as a Klingon, and I'm bringing the meaning of life with me. I'll keep singing and singing, and the message won't burn up. And I'll have it with me when I arrive.
Interesting idea. But be careful. The last guy who managed to get the message back was crucified. Well, here we are. The end of the road, or back where we started, whichever way you want to look at it.
Queue for the number 13's got big again, which means there'll be a starship along soon.
Get in the queue, then break on through to the other side.
Thanks, Dougie. I have a message for the world. I've discovered the meaning of life. And I'm coming back to you, Bridget. All you need is love. Ba, ba, da, da, da. All you need is love. Ba, ba, da, da, da. All you need is love. Love. Love is all.
Get down, Murphy. For God's sake, get down. Get under cover. Murphy, you Irish idiot.
Doctor, Mr. Murphy is beginning to come round.
Oh.
Mr. Murphy. Mr. Murphy, can you hear me?
This is the chap who got hit by a couple of cars while running naked across the middle of the South Circular.
Oh, I've made it. I'm back. I'm safely back.
That's right, Mr. Murphy. Well done. You've been under heavy sedation for some time now.
And I remember everything. It's amazing. I've forgotten nothing.
That's a very good sign, Mr. Murphy. Make a note, nurse. Patient immediately demonstrates clarity of thought.
I came back on the Starship Enterprise. We're all Klingons, you know. I went to the end of the universe on a number 42 bus with, can you believe it, Douglas Adams. And the meaning of life, hey, it doesn't echo anymore, is love, love, love. Ba da da da, love, love, love.
Oh, delete that last note from the record, nurse.
My record? Does it glitch in me record? I've got to get that scene to.
Undelete, nurse, undelete. We've got a litigious patient here by the sound of it.
It's my life record. The one kept by the man above. Jesus, I never asked him his name. And my purpose on earth is to discover the meaning of life. And I've done it. There's nothing you can know that isn't known.
He's delirious. You can throw me up a syringe, nurse. 500 milligrams, please. We'll put him back to sleep for a good while this time.
It's easy.
It's all right, Mr. Murphy. You're just going to feel a little prick.
All you need is love.
There you are. Relax. A few more days in a coma should see you right.
Who is it?
It's me. And I haven't been recycled.
Blimey. How did you get back so quick? There's something very wrong here.
I'm not dead yet. I'm in some hospital being treated for something. When I went back, I started to tell them what I now know. And they bloody well knocked me out with some sedative. So here's what I do. I wait for the medication to wear off. And when I go back next time, I'll keep me mouth shut. Then I can find my own way back to me precious Bridget. Mind if I wait for the starship in here?
I'm afraid it's not quite as simple as that.
When I hear the music, I rush outside, and the starship hoovers me up, and then...
Earth doesn't exist anymore.
What?
They've just completed the intergalactic highway by blasting straight through Earth.
Oh, me darling Bridget. Blown to smithereens. What am I to do?
You do what anyone else in your position would do. Go and sit in the waiting room. Go on, there's plenty of room.
The horse is here to stay. The automobile is only a novelty.
Do you think so?
Come on, you must agree. And computers. In the future, they may weigh no more than 1.5 tons.
Will they get it down that low?
I'm not going in there for starters. I haven't discovered the meaning of life to waste away in there. When I met Bridget, I left what I knew and believed in behind me. In her memory, I will leave my beliefs behind me once more. Hey, Josiah, wait for me! I'm going to hell!
Murphy, get back here! I don't want any more of you Irish in hell. It's not safe for the rest of us. Shit. Why won't you Irish ever do what you're bloody well told?
A single ticket to hell, please, Josiah.
My pleasure, boss. John Logan Brab, Breakers Ladier.
You speak Irish.
Yeah, we all speak us again here. The Irish are in charge down here, and the crack is native. You see for yourself.
God love us. What happened to the land of saints and scholars?
When the English took over the rest of the universe, the saints and the scholars did the sensible thing and took over hell.
What's sensible about that?
Hell has an infinite energy source. When the supply runs out in the rest of the universe, as it must do one day, they all come to hell begging for what the Irish have got.
Ah! Spuds and bogs on air. Few rich in the hereafter.
It's the luck of the Irish. Down here, man, we have a phrase for it. Chucky our law.
Ah, that's gas. Chucking our law. We have the fuel. We'll hold the Brits and their universe to ransom. Chucking our law.
Chucky our law, man. Chucky our law, yeah.
Chucky our law.
Oh, no.
What's the matter, Nurse?
It's Mr. Murphy, Doctor. His temperature's going up. It's 37.5.
Chucky our law.
Impossible. He's fully sedated. Everything is under control.
The reading is 38, Doctor. I think he's becoming delirious.
He can't be delirious. He's in a coma, for God's sake.
38.5, Doctor.
Chucky our law.
There's a fault with the thermometer.
39. It's still going up.
What's he trying to say, Nurse?
It sounds like Chucky our law, Doctor. 39.5. 40.
We've lost him. I just don't believe it. It's not possible.
Chucky, our love!
Murphy.
Chucky, our...
Murphy, over here! Murphy!
Bridget! My love! I don't believe it! You're safe! I thought you were blasted.
You've been waiting around here ages. What took you so long?
I've been all around the universe. I've learned the meaning of life. And I found you, my love. My job is done. It is finished.
What do you mean, finished? It's only just begun, big boy. I want you to talk to me about Descartes, Spinoza, Kant, and that book by Plato. Thus spoke Zarathustra.
No, Nietzsche wrote that one.
I know, and Plato wrote The Republic.
How did you know?
So you're not the only one. I read books too.
You do?
Come on, talk to me about them. I love the way you do that. Say their names, especially Heidegger. I love the way you say Heidegger.
Heidegger.
That was
The Sorting Office of the Universe
by Mike Timms. Murphy was played by John Olahan and Sorter by Mal White. Mary Murray played Bridget and Joe Taylor was Josiah. Adams was Wesley Murphy, the nurse Emma Moon and the doctor was Peter Gaynor. Sound supervision was by Richard McCullough and the producer was Catherine Brennan.